But they can talk. They can learn to lie to their parents by pretending that their wants are needs. Parents rush to serve them, and this child's selfishness grows. They do not have the intellectual and moral capacity to say no to appetites and impulses. They cannot yet be held responsible. They begin life in an innocent self-centeredness. God does not impute it to them as sin, but it is the foundation of sin, to blame or not to blame. As the child gets older, say from 8 to 12 months, the adults in his life begin to pay less attention to his demands, and a weaning process begins. The child is made to wait, told no, and given boundaries. He must learn that he cannot always be first. If early training has not subdued the manifestation of his selfishness, people begin to refer to him as spoiled. Guilty, frustrated parents are manipulated by the child's whining and crying. The spatting begins. The child gets jerked around. Resentment builds. Adults begin to blame him, even compete with him. The child feels this tension, but doesn't understand what has caused it. But neither does he lessen his demands. He connives, calculates, and resorts to angry tantrums. I have seen a 2-year-old take a weapon and angrily strike his mother. The young child has not yet matured to a point where he can understand responsibility, weigh values, and make conscious decisions based on moral and social worth. But he certainly can mimic the criminal mind. Toward understanding what is happening, a short time ago, the adults around this child would have given him anything he wanted, including their own life-sustaining food. Now they are beginning to expect a little giving on his part, but he doesn't want to give. Taking has been his way of life from conception, and this arrangement suits him just fine. We adults, sensing the capabilities of children, expect them to give and take at a level appropriate to their maturity. When they fall behind our expectations, we become irritated. Children never make a smooth transition from the utterly dependent and self-centered state to the socially conscious give and take state. We are delighted when the 3-month-old grabs food from our hand and stuffs it into his mouth. But let a 3-year-old try it, and it is not so cute. We are delighted when a 3-year-old interrupts our conversation with a tale of his own. But a 9-year-old is expected to say, "Excuse me," and wait for an appropriate time to participate in the conversation. When we believe that a child has matured to the point of being capable of responsible action, we automatically expect it of him. However, if he is slow to assume his duty, we become irritated with him for not acting his age. The beast of the earth, in contrast to man, never need to deny their natural drives. They are within their intended boundaries, living for self-gratification. But the growing child or adult who doesn't rise above self-indulging desires has fallen from God's intention and design. The root of all sin is found in the runaway indulgence of God-given desires. Although the child may not have matured to the point of accountability, still his unrestrained indulgence is the very essence of future sinfulness. A spiritual fetus. Life is designed by God to be like a spiritual womb, a place where moral development begins after birth and continues throughout life. The early years after birth could be viewed as the prenatal development of a moral being. At their creation, Adam and Eve were complete physically, but morally undeveloped. A 4-month fetus, still in its mother's womb, is a living soul. Though all of its tiny members match those of a mature adult, it is yet an incomplete creation needing further growth before becoming distinct from its mother. In like manner, a 3-year-old child, in its soul, has all of the tiny features of a morally responsible adult. A knowledge of right and wrong, a sense of justice, accountability, conscience, duty, guilt, shame, etc. Yet, none of the moral faculties are developed to the point of being fully operative and independent. The child is not a morally viable soul. He is an incomplete moral being. He is not accountable. Morally, the three-year-old is still in the womb. Moral life begins its development sometime after birth, probably in the second or third year, and continues until it matures at about 10 to 15 years of age. Like physical development in the womb, moral development is a slow transition from no moral understanding at birth to complete accountability at some point in the child's youth. There are vast differences of opinion as to when God holds a child accountable for his own actions and thoughts. From time immemorial, age 12 has been the traditional age of accountability. But accountability is not an age. It is a state of consciousness, James 4:17 and Leviticus 5:3. Biblically, it will be sometime before 20 years of age, Deuteronomy 1:39 with Numbers 14:29 through 31. Observation seems to suggest that some children may be accountable as early as 5, while others may not be fully accountable until 19.